This excerpt is from The Medallion Mystery, the first of the Megan Martin novel series. And this is when the girls, Megan and May, go into the old log cabin back in the woods at the back side of the South 40. Achoo! May sneezed, waking Megan from her trance. Oh, this place is, really old and smelly and dusty, and look, I found another room back here. Megan turned to see what May was looking at, when a board May was standing on cracked and broke, catching May's leg between the broken boards. Frantically, she tried to pull her foot free of the boards, but the harder she pulled, the tighter the boards cut into her ankle. "Megan, help me!" she pleaded as Megan ran to her assistance. May was pulling and struggling as hard as she could to pull her leg free from between the broken boards. "I don't like this place. I want to leave now," May cried as Megan worked with her leg, trying to free her friend. "Don't pull. I can't get your foot out if you pull like that," Megan told her. "Oh, I just know there's snakes and wild animals and spiders and God knows what under this house." May cried and shook with fear. "I just know they're going to bite me. I just know it." "Be still. There's nothing under this house that could stand the taste of you," Megan said jokingly, trying to repress a giggle. "Lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my." "Stop it. It isn't funny," May responded, wishing she could find the humor that her friend could see in all of this. Megan pushed May's leg down again, and one side of the old board broke off and fell beneath the house, allowing May's leg to pull free. "There. See, that wasn't such a big deal, was it?" Megan told May. "Big deal. Big deal, right," May said as she examined the scratches on her ankle, then cautiously leaned over to peer into the hole under the house where the broken board had fallen. "See any monsters under there?" Megan asked, smiling as she walked into the third room of the house. And there's a snip. Segment missing. Megan turned and started through the door back into the bedroom when suddenly she was struck by that cold feeling of something literally passing through her. Oh, there it is again. Once again, goosebumps rose up on her arms. "There's what again?" May asked, but then at that moment the cold presence passed through her as well. "What was that?" she asked in surprise as goosebumps rose up on her arms. Both girls stopped, frozen in the old bedroom, as a ghostly mist moved through the room to a baby bed at the foot of the big bed and then vanished from sight. At the foot of the old big bed was now a baby bed that had not been there before. The girls looked at each other, both having their arms crossed and rubbing their arms for warmth, and then looked back at the baby bed. "That wasn't there before," Megan stated. "I know that wasn't there when we came into this house." The two girls looked at each other again with surprise, because both of them knew there was nothing in that bedroom except the main bed. And when they looked back, the baby bed was gone again. End of excerpt. Find out what happens to Megan and May in this exciting adventure novel.